Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing bring in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Everyone, and welcome to the Healing Fountain radio show. My name is Jivanda, and I'm filling in for Jean Christie today. And today we have a very special guest, and she's very popular because we have our switchboard already full with callers. It's Jane Dawson, and my co-host today is, as usual, Gary Moore. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Jivanda. Hello, everyone. And yes, welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Yes, Jean Christie decided to take the day off and get some rest. She had a fairly busy weekend, apparently. So here we are again, Jivanda. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, but with a lot of muscle ache, because I have been helping moving a friend this weekend. 2 days.
That's right. Yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah, you helped a friend move house, and that's always work, isn't it? Well, I'm covered with dust and dirt and grass after mowing two acres of lawn just now. So all I got to say is it's a good thing this is radio, because this was television.
You don't have a machine for that?
Oh, yeah, it was a machine, but you know, I still got covered with
so
stuff.
So how can you get muscle ache?
Well, I don't get muscle ache. I just got dirty. And I got covered with dirt and mud and stuff. I had to drive through Lake Titicaca. Anyway. Welcome, everyone. And, we have our dear guest, our dear friend back on with us this week, Jane Dawson. And the switchboard is loading up with callers. Call in. She will. The theme for this week is Jane Dawson, Ask Me Anything. So let's go ahead and bring Jane on really quickly and just say hello. And hi, Jane, are you there?
Hello, Gary, I'm here. Hi, Jovanda.
Hi, Jane.
And hello to everyone else.
Scotland.
It's in Scotland. I'm in Scotland, and it's 9 p.m., and I'm pleased to say that I am not dusty or dirty, unlike my two co-hosts, apparently.
Or muscle achy.
Or muscle achy. Well, I did do a hula hoop class today, so maybe slightly muscle achy. But it's lovely to be back with you again, and lovely to speak with Jovanda this evening, although missing Jan Christie, who's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves a little rest, though.
Absolutely, yes. She works her heart out on the Healing Fountain show. And a lot of times she reminds me of a one-legged woman in a backside-kicking contest. Anyway.
Quite an image, but yes, I know what you mean. I'm so glad we've got lots of callers today because I'm really, really looking forward to taking the call. And you know, we're on the eve of the spring equinox, Gary. That's probably why you felt the urge to go and cut the grass.
That could be, yeah. Combined with the weather cooperating and the fact that it just simply needed it after. Yeah, it's the first one I've done since last autumn that was done here, so it needed it. It was ready.
It needed it.
And we have we do have the equinox coming up, what, tomorrow? Or
tomorrow.
Wednesday, tomorrow. Yeah. So.
Have you felt your sap driving yet, Gary?
It's day after
yes.
Tomorrow, I think, the 21st. Today is 19th.
Okay, so it'll be Wednesday then.
It'll be Wednesday. Well, okay. it's very close anyway. And, you know, it's great that everything that we planted in the autumn, a bit like your grass, it's all coming up now, hopefully. New blossoms, new opportunity, all that positive thought we've been carried through in this time of change. Hopefully it's going to come to fruition in the coming few months.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certainly feeling a lot lighter about things anyway, and I hope you guys are, everyone that's listening too. I did pick an angel card for you all before we came on.
Oh, I love it.
It's called Sacral Chakra. And I know most of the listeners will know about the chakra system, the energy system within the body. And the sacral chakra is between your belly button and your, how can I describe it, Gary, coccyx. So it's
your
in between.
Your tailbone.
Your tailbone, exactly. And so this card here, it suggests that we are all becoming highly sensitive to chemicals, additives, processed foods and energies right now. So respect your sensitivities by avoiding harsh items, situations and relationships. And that totally seems to me to blend in with the spring equinox coming and you know, all these all the freshness of what we're coming into. To just really protect ourselves and try to go forward in a very positive way in our lives, in our work, in our relationships, and with what we put into our body as well. Because in this time of change, I feel many of us, our vibrations are most definitely raising, and we don't take so easily to things that we did before, food, relationships, whatever, that we coped with before, we maybe just cannot cope with them anymore. So just be aware. Make sure you're feeling okay. Check in with your body occasionally. See how it's feeling. Seems to make good sense to me.
Yes, it does. It makes good sense to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course, I've been on the mad Candida diet where I've eaten nothing for about a month. And so I'm quite, we talk about healthy eating, but I'm getting to that stage. I'd probably kill for like a burger and a milkshake anytime soon. There's definitely balance in everything, isn't there? Well, most definitely.
Yes, there is, yeah. Well, you know, but just think how svelte and sleek and shapely you're going to be.
Oh, what a lovely image, Gary. Let's hope I get there eventually. Maybe I should go out and cut 2 acres of lawn. That might help.
That could probably help, yeah.
That would be good, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we get to the callers, let's cue a piece of music here. I'm just trying to find it.
Okay.
Here it is. This is one that was recommended by John Christie. We'll go ahead and play it. It's called The Power of Moods, just to set the mood. Here we go, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Okay. It was a nice song, and I hope that my co-host is back. It was The Power of Moods, I believe. And perhaps I paste in the link to the video that we are going to watch and listen to.
Okay. I'm back. I'm here.
All right. And you can preload the video and mute the sound and pause the player. And we will do a countdown and watch it together later on the show, as usual.
So everyone, go ahead and click the link and pull up the player on the YouTube player. Mute the sound and pause the player. And when you've done that, send a heart into the chat room to let us know you're ready. There's my heart. And Giovanna, you can count us down this week. Go ahead.
Oh,
let's wait for the hearts, though. Give them a couple of seconds here. Wait for the hearts.
Yeah. In the meantime, I can just tell that
from next week onwards, Europe will also have daylight saving time, and then the show will start as usual, you know, the usual time. Because now we started 1 hour early in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But from next week onwards, we are in sync again. So.
Yeah, they go on daylight savings time 2 weeks later than the U.S. over in Europe, don't they? Right, and we didn't know that until this year. Is it always 2 weeks?
I don't know. I knew that all
is
those
it?
Years
yeah.
already.
Well,
yeah,
there come the hearts.
Problem. It's always a problem when the daylight saving time starts in spring and when it ends in the autumn. Then we have a little bit of difference between North America and Europe.
Mm-hmm. Who invented all that anyway? Why did they do that? I heard it was for the farmers, but I'm not really sure if that's true or not. But anyway.
Well, I think it was to save energy, because if you know, people don't get up earlier. You know, we live mostly at night, and so if we think it is an hour later, we will go to bed earlier. And save energy because we put the lights off and television
mm-hmm.
off, et cetera, et cetera.
And I also think one of the original intentions I think that was for the farmers, so they could work in the fields later on in the daytime or something.
The farmers are not happy with that because cows, if they have to be milked, they don't understand that they have to wait 1 hour longer or...
Yeah.
Or that they have to do it 1 hour earlier, you know. They are on a biological clock, of course. I'm
right.
trying to
yeah,
find...
Yeah, they're a little more in tune with the earth, you know, and you tend to be when you're farming. You know, you're listening to the earth and paying attention to the elements and so forth, you know. But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everyone's got the video ready. It's 100,000 Angels. Wow, that's a lot of angels.
All right.
So, if you
so
want,
shall
go ahead.
I do the countdown?
You got to find the file. You're the one that has to cue the file. Let me do it. I'll go ahead and do it.
I found it already.
You found it already? Okay. Just count everyone down, and when you say start, you push the player, and everyone pushes play at the same time on the YouTube video.
All right.
You
Five,
can do this.
4, 3, 2, 1, play. Right now, it is time to do our candle ceremony. We light our candles to signify that we are a circle of love, light, and healing. And because fire is a very powerful tool, especially when used with prayer and focused intent. We can also light incense, which cleanses the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm. We'd like to ask Archangel Michael of the North, to please be with us now, to bring your love and protection. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel of the East, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel of the South, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael of the West, please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We'd like to ask Archangel Metatron to join us. Also, the energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena. Please be with us now. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We are now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing to help us to send the love and healing out to all mankind and the nature plane. Right now, we would like to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. And the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy. And you may direct this energy to any human being, animal or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Well, we don't have a meditation from our special guest, but we do have our special guest, Jane Dawson. Are you there, Jane?
Hi, Guy. I'm here.
Are you ready to start taking callers?
Yeah, I'm good. Good to go.
Okay. Well, let's get to the first caller who's been holding on for quite some time now. And it's from the 510 area code. So I'll go ahead and bring you on. 510, you are on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jane. My name is Shelley, and I'm calling from the state of California.
Hi, Shelley. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for being there. My question has to do with employment, and I've been looking for a while, and I'm wondering if you see any great opportunities coming my way this year.
Okay, Shelley. So it's lovely to speak with you, and you're in sunny California.
Yes.
Did you say? I'm so jealous, firstly, because I'm in rainy Scotland. We could do a swap. You see if you fancy the job opportunities over here, Shelley. How would that sound? More seriously, my dear, I do have the strong image that you're a writer or you have something to write. Would that be correct?
Well, I've never explored that area and I've never been a writer.
Right, okay. Well, I do see you scribbling away furiously in a book. So there's most definitely something which you need to express. Now, it may not be for public consumption. It may be for your own use. To address some issues or some thoughts that you may be having or have had in your life. So that's most definitely something I see you doing here. Now, can I just ask you, what is your date of birth, please, Shelley?
Yes, it's July 9th.
The 9th of the 7th. Right. So it's a 16-7 year. Okay. So let me just have a little look at this. Now, are you working at the present moment, Shelley?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Have you been out of work for 6 months?
Yes, longer than that.
Longer than 6 months. Okay. Then I want to say to you, Shelley, between the next 4 and 6 months, I do feel very much that things are going to improve with you. Okay? When I look at your number, you're not in a particularly work-related year. I have to say that to you. You're in a 16-7 year in numerological terms, which means that there's quite a lot of soul-searching going on with you at the moment. And I do feel that you must be looking for the correct path in your working life, quite possibly in your relationships and family life as well. Would that make sense to you, Shelley?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that's probably why I see you writing stuff down first off, because I do feel you need to get this down on paper and start to get your mind focused. You need to get things clear and get your mind focused, because I do feel very much there is a path for you, a job that you're going to absolutely love. But it's not just a job. It is actually something from your soul, something that you're actually here to do. So what have you done up until now then, Shelley? What was your last job?
Yes, my last job, I was in sales and management.
You were in sales and management. Okay. Now, obviously, that's the kind of thing that's been hit quite dramatically by the recession. Just wondering if a change of profession would appeal to you. Because
I'm very open. I'm open.
You're very open. You're very, very good with people. You're very kind-hearted. You're very compassionate. You're also animals. You seem to have a very strong link with animals. So I very much feel you would be good with something where you were in service, so like teaching perhaps, or training or coaching. Something like that would be very, very good for you. How would that appeal to you?
That would be fine. Just give me the job.
Well, you know what I say. As you've listened in before, Shelley, I always say to people, this is really a time where you've got to really think outside the box as far as jobs and employment is concerned. And often it's a case of perhaps taking a part time or a lesser paid or responsible job than you had previously, alongside starting something for yourself. So say you were to go and do some classes and then maybe take a sales job part-time and then build up the two careers on parallel paths.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could slowly move into something more fulfilling for you, Shelley.
That, or perhaps moving toward something that moves you to your passion.
Absolutely.
Whatever you feel passionate about doing.
Do you have a passion, Shelley?
I don't.
You don't? Huh? Okay. So then you have to really look at...
Whether it be, you know, artistic, you know, creativity, cooking, growing food, music, poetry, whatever. Those endeavors, you know, the ones that don't make any sense.
I think you're quite concerned with a relationship with a man at the moment, or possibly the lack of a relationship with a man at the moment. Would that be correct?
Yeah, my job takes precedence, but that's the other half. Yes.
Absolutely. So you have a number of things to sort out in your life, and I want you to ask the angels just to help you with all these situations that you're facing in life. I know you're not working, and I know that money will be an issue with you as well. So we really want to get you going here, because I know you're feeling quite a bit of anxiety around about several areas of your life. And at the start of the show, I was really talking about staying away from negative energies, negative thoughts, and food, processed food, and harsh environments. And I want to say with you, that's very, very important as well. Okay, so really you need to look inside your heart, find out what motivates you, as Gary says, ask the angels
to help you out with it, and get writing. Put your thoughts down in a diary or in a book, and things are going to become so, so much clearer. Next year,
okay.
You're in a 17. Next year, just tell you this quickly, Shelley, before you go. Next year is going to be a much, much better year for you in terms of finances, business management, housing, everything of a material nature, because you're going to a 17-8 year. So it's very, very important just now for your future that you think about what you really want to do with your life. Are you
okay.
around the age of 34 just now, Shelley?
No, I'm not. I'm 56.
You're 56. Okay. Because is there someone round about you about the age of 34?
No, there's no one.
Right. Because I have to give you this age or number 34. Okay. It seems to be very important. Is your mum in spirit?
Yes. Yes.
Because I know very much that she was calling forward there. I don't know whether she passed when you were 34 or something like that. But I just want to, there's a whole lot of people in spirit who would come forward, but unfortunately I don't have several callers on. But maybe you could call again and we could discuss that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very
right.
Welcome. Keep
blessings.
Asking.
Yes,
really,
Shelley, thank you for calling.
Go
bye
with
bye.
What your heart desires, Shelley. Bye.
And real quickly, Jay, before we go to the next caller, could you just shout out your website really quickly?
Website, www.angelladyjane, all one word, .com.
Angel Lady Jane.
Jane. .com.
AngelLadyJane.com.
Correct.
AngelLadyJane.com. Okay, so if you wish a private reading with Jane Dawson involving a little more time and so forth, feel free to do so. And we'll move right on to our next caller. It's a 352 area code. 352, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jane. I'm Cheryl, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you today?
Oh, good, good. I don't know what I should tell you, but I was just wondering if my husband has come, if you can bring my husband through. He passed away. It'll be 3 years, April 4th.
3 years, okay.
No,
well,
3 years.
I know the first person I have coming through for you is a lady who I'd feel would be your mother or your grandmother in the spirit world, Cheryl.
Oh, no, my mother is still living.
Right, so it would be your grandmother then. She would feel quite motherly. And I know with this lady, she comes forward, I've got quite a well-built lady, quite a rounded lady here. Very, very motherly, very domestic type lady, always ready with a quick laugh and a quick smile. Would
uh-huh.
that make sense to you?
Mm,
and she
oh, well.
Is calling you honey. She does refer to you as honey.
Oh, but my husband is not coming through?
Your husband will be there, Cheryl, but when we connect with the spirit world, it's like experimental every time, and this is the first lady who's coming through for you. I just want you to accept her, and then we can find out about your
okay.
husband. So I need you to tell me if you understand who this lady is, please.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Absolutely. Okay. And she's very, very protective of you, and she has a little boy with her who I believe would belong to you. Or someone very close to your family.
Yes, my brother was killed when he was 28.
Absolutely. Okay, so you know that then your brother's absolutely fine. Now, do you know the name John?
John. No.
I do feel that you have a John in spirit side who wants to be known to you. The name has been coming forward for you since I came on, so maybe you could check that with your mum.
Okay.
Now, can I ask, please, was your husband or someone connected with you in spirit involved in the motor car industry or a mechanic, or would have worn overalls? I have an image of a man here. Is wearing
no.
blue overalls and he's wiping his hand with a rag or a cloth.
No, he was an attorney.
Right, well, this is most definitely someone in spirit who wishes to connect with you. Can you understand this man for me?
Yes.
You can.
Okay, that's good. So this means that we've got a link. We've got a good link for you, Cheryl. So what I'm now going to ask, is this your brother's husband?
No.
Are you sorry, your husband's brother? Is this your husband's brother, this man's overalls?
No.
Right, okay. So what I'm going to do now, Cheryl, you know you recognise these two people I've brought forward. I'm going to please ask, because I don't have much time, to give me your husband's name so that I can try and make a connection through the vibration
okay.
of his name.
Theodore Jeffrey, but he went by the name of Jeff.
Theodore Jeffrey. What a fantastic name for a kickoff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I have someone else coming through here. I don't know if it's Jeff or not, but we understand that Jeff is quite a tall man.
No, he was 5'11".
Yeah, that's tall. Okay, that's tall. And he's showing me himself here. He would have worn a grey suit. A very smart man. And I know you said he's an attorney, but I'm seeing a man who's quite slim to the build and wearing a grey suit. And I know also he would have worn glasses at one stage in his life.
Yes.
Absolutely. And did Jeff pass while he was still working age?
No.
No. Okay. Because then I do feel that he must have had connections with the legal industry or something where he would have still been involved with the profession or with some other thing which involved responsibility. Because
mm-hmm.
I know he's showing me very much here that he took his responsibility in his job and his career very, very, very seriously.
Okay.
Now, I love the energy of this man, and I want to say to you that he is just absolutely beaming at you. He's beaming. He's so pleased that he's had the chance to connect. I'm unsure if he's connected with you before. Has he connected with you before? Could you tell me, Sherry?
Oh, yes. Yes, a lot of signs.
Lot of signs.
Showing me
a
lot of signs.
Have you connected through a medium before?
Oh, yes.
You have? Okay.
Yes.
Because I feel that he's the type of man, and he's not saying an awful lot to me just now, but I feel he was the type of man who would like to get to know me before he started saying anything too intimate to you. Do you understand?
Yes, he was
absolutely.
Very private. Mm-hmm.
It was very private. That's exactly what I want to say
okay.
To
and
you,
do you
here.
See, and do you see me meeting anyone else? I mean...
Well, I do see here that he's giving you a single red rose.
Okay.
So I do see here that he's very much sending his love, okay? And do you understand where the name Peter comes in around you?
Okay, no, I don't know any Peter.
Right, well, Peter may be a name for you to look out for.
Okay,
but also,
all right.
Also, could you give me your date of birth quickly?
Oh, May 22nd. And do you need the year?
No, that's fine. 22, 2, 4, 5, 9, 9, and 5. So this is a 14-5 year for you, Cheryl, in numerology, which means that absolutely anything can happen and most probably will.
Okay.
Now, your husband is showing me here, he has memories of you at a dance where you were wearing a lovely long gown. Do you remember that?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, I do believe you were introduced to a man there who will be important, if it's not important to you just now, will be important on a friendship link and perhaps more coming into the future.
Oh.
And this man will have the full seal of approval from your lovely husband.
Okay, well, thank you, Jane, so much.
You are so, so welcome, darling. And can I just say to you, your birthday being 22, that's a very important number in numerology terms. And I want you to know, Shirley, the things you have going through in this life are all for a higher purpose. And I do know here that you have the ability to help other people very much.
Okay, thank you, Jane, and God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, honey.
Thank you for calling, Cheryl.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. How are you doing, Jane? You need a drink?
I'm doing good, thanks. I'm just taking one right now, girl. You're psychic.
Okay. Well, as you do that, I'll move forward to our next caller. And this one is called in a click to talk. Nikota Haffenden, let me go ahead and bring you on. Nikota, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Lakota.
Hi, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. Welcome.
Hi. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Lakota. How are you?
I'm all right, my love. How are you?
I'm good. I just love your name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Are you calling from the UK?
Yes, I am. I'm not far from you, my love.
Really? That's amazing. Whereabouts are you, Dakota?
Eastbourne.
Eastbourne? Oh, nice part of the country.
Lovely.
So what can I do for you this evening, Dakota?
Is there any chance I can have a soul reading, please?
A soul reading, darling. Okay. For any particular purpose?
Just what I'm going through at the moment, like codes and stuff, and I just wanted to get a bit of confirmation.
Right, what you're going through at the moment. Right,
yeah.
Can I just say to you, Lakota, do you actually work with the tarot already?
Angels.
Yes, I feel that very, very strongly with you. And so then I know here that your life path, your soul path, as one of service this lifetime, okay? And when you work with this type of industry that we are working with just now, you know that you're going to be faced with a number of challenging issues throughout your life, mainly so that you can help other people, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I have to say to you that Archangel Michael is very, very strong with you. The colour blue is very, very strong with you, and you do have a fantastic link with the angelic realm, whether that is known to you or not. But also your guardian angel, and you have two energies. The female energy is coming forward in a very protective way, and if you are having any ill health just now, I know very much that she's there to help you out with this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I've just getting over having an axis behind my teeth. Yes,
absolutely. Okay. And would it be your mum that's in spirit trying to connect with you, honey?
No, my nan, but she was like my mum.
She was like your mum. I know very much here I have a lady who's very... I have more than one lady coming for you, but one lady who's very, very close with you. And she says, you always feel like mother and daughter or sisters. It's a strange but very close relationship.
Yeah, like mum and daughter.
So she's around you very, very much as well. Now, there is a baby in spirit. Do you have children at the moment, Dakota?
Yeah, I've got three down here and my boy's upstairs, yeah.
Your boy's upstairs, okay. But I do feel there'll be a baby coming to the family. I do feel there'll be a little boy coming to the family if he hasn't already come.
He's here.
He's here.
He's here.
Perfection.
Yeah, he's here.
And I know that I have your aunt from Spirit as well, and she very much wants to connect with you. But I do feel that I want you to be immersed in blue. So I do feel that you have to ask for healing and that your soul path is that of a healer. And of a mystic and of a seer.
Yeah, that's
that
what we're doing. Yeah. It's all happening now.
Well, you're doing absolutely what you should be doing then, honey.
Oh, bless.
Does that help you, my darling?
Yeah, it really, really has.
Can I just say to you, you have an amazing link with babies and children and the energy of babies and children. So that is something which the angels want you to work with and on. So don't be surprised if you have grieving parents coming to you for readings, because I'm being told you will know how to help them.
All right, okay, yeah. I do a lot of healing with children. I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay.
What's going on, Gerald?
Okay then, my love.
It's lovely to hear from you.
And
take
God
care.
Bless you.
Yes.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you for calling, Dakota.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, moving on to the next caller. We've got right at 30 minutes left, and we've got several callers in. If you wish a reading, feel free to call in at 646-929-0461, and we'll try to get you on. Moving on to the next caller from 519 area code. And here we go, 519. You're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi. Thank you. What a blessing. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Canada.
Karen from Canada. Hi, Karen. Hi, Karen.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm loving your accent.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I'm loving the radio voice. You've got a beautiful voice.
Yeah, she's got that Scotch. She's got that Scotch accent. I love Scotch.
Yeah, and so do you. You have a very powerful, healing voice. It's very nice.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
I just
she's
love
Scotch, and she's got me for a chaser. So how do you like that?
Great. Great.
No comments, Gange.
I anyway, Karen, how can we... If there was any messages that you had that I would be blessed enough to hear.
Any messages? Is it someone in spirit you want to connect with, Karen?
I have quite a few angels in spirit, yeah.
You have quite a few angels. I know, firstly, you have I have a man coming through in spirit for you. Quite a round man, and he would have worn a moustache at one juncture. I feel that he may be a father or similar to a father figure to you. Does that make sense to you?
No, not that I know. My dad was a thin, medium height man.
Nope, definitely not your dad in that case then. This man was, I'll just describe him a bit more, honey. He would have been darkish of hair, possibly losing it a bit in the top. He would have worn what we would call a blazer. And so he definitely worked in something, either in an office or something professional. He was quite a round man, as I said. Nice man, very, very fond of you. So it may be that you knew him in a professional environment if he's coming through this way.
Not coming to me right at the moment.
Not ringing any bells with you yet.
No.
Very often.
Tell him what's
very
going.
No, it's fine. Very often the people that you don't expect to come through want to come through for whatever reason. So hopefully we can find that out. I know I have the name Bob floating around in your aura somewhere as well. Would Bob be known to you? Just say yes or no, honey. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, yeah. No, I'm sorry. It's not ringing a bell right at the moment.
That's perfect. Don't worry. Just write this information down when we come off, and we will, I'm sure you'll remember who it is. So let me, is there one person in particular you want to connect with then?
Oh, my goodness. Could Bob be... My girlfriend lost her husband this year.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
And his name was Bob, and that sounds a lot like my girlfriend's husband.
That sounds a lot like your girlfriend's husband, yep. And I absolutely suggest you that's who it is, because he's appeared very, very clearly to me, much more clear than a lot of other spirit people appear. And sometimes this happens, Karen, that the spirit world will use you as a messenger if they're absolutely desperate to speak to someone you know.
And I'm seeing her tonight.
You're seeing her tonight. There you go. The spirit world knows these things.
Yeah, and her name is Joy.
Joy. Could you please tell Joy then that Bob is perfectly, absolutely fine, and he's given me a big smile and her a big smile and you a big smile, and I just want you to know. I have to give you the name Linda. Is Linda a name you know?
I have a sister-in-law, Linda.
Is Linda in spirit?
No.
No? Okay.
I have a mother, a sister, a father of my first husband, Dean.
Uh-huh. So you've got a lot of people in spirit, but yet you've been asked by the spirit world to convey messages to others, Karen. And that actually says a lot about you. Do you work as a healer or a counsellor or something like that?
It's something I would love to do. I'm just not sure I've ever had the gift, but I'm very empathetic. I do. Not pathetic.
Absolutely. And I know that. And you're absolutely... You have
I'm a pathetic
soul.
Healer. So. I'm ruled by my heart, so I do... I'm very compassionate, and I would love to be able to... have that gift, and but
you do have, Karen, you do have.
We all have that gift.
We all have that gift, but this is why the spirit world is asking you to work as a messenger, because they feel
feel that you absolutely have a close link with these people that you wish to connect to tonight. And
yeah.
I hate to say this to you, honey, but your girlfriend Joy's need seems to be greater than yours tonight.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
I don't totally understand that.
Right, okay. Well, what about this then? Why don't we have a Skype call later, and I will tune into your family members for you, because I'm very aware that we have so many other callers, and
I
the spirit
totally
world are so much wanting you to give this lovely message, and also to tell your sister-in-law, Linda, that they're watching out for her. But I know there's a child in spirit. Do you have a child in spirit as well, honey? Or is it Linda?
That's really no. I've lost a baby in spirit. So
you lost a baby in spirit, okay? And I feel that Linda's lost a child as well. So both of you have to know that your children are absolutely safe there. And you said your father is in spirit as well.
My mum and my dad and my first husband and my
father. So can I just say to you, you're very well protected. But I do feel real love from your father, a father's love coming forward to you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And do you understand where your father has left a gold pocket watch?
No, I wouldn't know that one. We weren't
close. You
wouldn't
know? Well, I do feel he showed me this gold pocket watch here. So maybe you could ask about it. It came from his father.
Oh, really?
It came from his father. Okay, and I know the name James will be around your family somewhere as well.
Oh, James, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
James.
Okay. And my mum's birthday is tomorrow, so...
Perfect. So I'm sorry that mostly you have to be a messenger, but please know that they're round about. They surround you in love all the time. And they're sending you healing. You must be needing a little bit of healing just now, because they're very much sending you healing.
Oh, that is so perfect and so comforting to hear. And I'm very blessed and honored to be a messenger for Joy from Bob.
Oh, thanks. So you're an absolute sweetheart.
You
you're getting a massive kiss from the spirit world.
Thank you so
much.
A lot of help from the other side. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Comforting to know.
Karen, you can tune in so easily, hon. Just keep your mind clear. Send a thought out to them, and they will answer you in the blink of an eye, in a heartbeat.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Be quiet enough to listen. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. One little thing I have to leave you with, Karen, and I believe this is your husband, is showing me a tiny piece of paper. I don't know if it's a piece of paper you found or what. But he's claiming responsibility for it. I'm not even sure there's anything written on it or not. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Right, well, just watch out for this then, because it's usually feathers and things that they leave. But I do feel you're going to find a little piece of paper or a tiny note or something with his writing on it. So watch out for that, please. Okay? He most definitely wants to get the message to you.
And I just wanted to quickly say for everyone listening in and having readings and so forth, you can access this show. This show is archived. It will be recorded and archived. And you can always come back to this link and download the archive and listen to it again as well. So,
absolutely.
And for a more in-depth reading from Jane Dawson, feel free to visit her website at angelladyjane.com.
Perfect. Love to hear from you.
Namaste, beautiful people. Bye.
You too.
Thank
Angel
you for calling.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that strange how you spent one block?
It is. It's not, well, not really strange, but it's different.
it's wonderful. I think they really know where the need is, and I feel that Karen's friend Joy is in such need. And I think they made that decision to let her partner come through.
Right. Okay, well, we've got about 20 minutes left, and we've got three callers still.
Okay.
So let's move on to the next caller, 570 area code. I'll go ahead and bring you on. 570, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Virginia, hi.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And it's lovely to speak with you.
And it's
how
very
can
nice
I
to
help
meet you,
you
as well.
Thanks.
Well, I just really don't have a question in mind, just any insight that you can pick up for me. I'd appreciate it. Jane, really, you're very good.
Oh, bless you, honey. What sort of thing are you, what sort of area of your life are you wanting something on?
Well, I'm thinking about moving to one of two places, either South Florida or to Nevada.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of in a bit of a quandary about that. So if you have any insight, you know, my mother's on the other side and so is my father.
Yeah. Okay.
And
okay.
My first husband. And
right,
I've got a bunch of...
Stop, Irish Catholic,
so the whole damn family is up there.
Oh, bless you. And you're another lady that can link with them, no problem at all, Virginia, absolutely no problem at all. But I do want to, this is a strange one, because I was about to talk to you about Nevada, and the image of a man popped into my head, and this man would either have had red hair, or dyed his hair red, or worn a sort of auburn wig. Does that make sense to you?
You mean somebody in spirit?
Someone in spirit, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's my Uncle Frank.
It's your Uncle Frank? Okay.
Yep.
And that's one that you didn't mention, but he most definitely wants to be mentioned to you. And
oh, good.
And would he be the Irish part of the family?
Indeed.
Indeed. Because they are making reference very much to St. Patrick's Day here, and that's just past.
Yeah, and Uncle Frank enjoyed it every year, believe me, while he was here.
He enjoyed it every year. And you would understand, Uncle Frank must have been in the forces or in the war.
I'm sorry?
Uncle Frank would have been in the army, I do feel.
I think he was in the army, I'm pretty sure.
He showed himself with an army uniform on. And he was involved in some big parade with the army, like at the end of the war or something. So you should be able to check up on this. But it's bringing me this memory quite clearly here. Okay. And you understand the name Maggie in spirit as well?
I'm not sure Maggie. I understand what you're saying.
Maggie, the name Maggie, which would be short for Margaret.
Let me see. I have a... You're talking in spirit. I had a great Aunt Margaret.
A great Aunt Margaret, absolutely.
Yep.
And again, for some reason, your further out relatives are coming forward just to be remembered to you, which I think is lovely. Quite often they do this if you've been looking at old photographs or if you're thinking about... doing the family tree or if someone's looked into the background. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Because
okay.
A lot of, as a matter of fact, my sister just sent me a bunch of pictures, old pictures of that generation of my aunts and uncles that have all passed but one. Aunt Grace is still here sometimes.
Right.
In the body. But everybody else is over.
I know I had Jimmy here, Jimmy as well, and I know very much that this is because you've been looking at these photographs that very much it stirs up their energy and it makes them want to say to you, we're around you, extended families around you, as you know very well. But I know that you've either been to Ireland or there must be a trip to Ireland coming off because I feel
I've been a couple times to Ireland, yes, I have,
you're
correct.
I don't think it will be your last time either.
No, we're planning on going next year as well.
Absolutely. And you will visit the Blarney Stone, I've been told. You will visit the Blarney Stone if you haven't already. So the Irish side of the family is very strong with you. But I'm also seeing spaghetti, so I wonder if you have an Italian side to your family as well.
Actually, I have a Spanish side to my family, so you're close.
A Spanish. Well, that's not quite pasta. But it got me away from the Irish side anyway, didn't it, Virginia, which is a good thing, I suppose. So
well, that's why they call us the Black Irish, because I have black hair and light eyes.
Right, okay. How beautiful. But I know very much, I've got the image of a man in spirit here, and this may be your father, I don't know, but he's sitting, he's got a red and white check napkin tucked in, and he's tucking into a big plate of spaghetti. He loves spaghetti. And the name William is coming forward, and that may not be his name, it may be someone else's
name. That's my father's name. That
is
William.
Your father's a spaghetti eater.
Oh, yes. He was quite the spaghetti eater. He would pretty much eat anything except his fingers.
Right. Okay. So I just want to say to you here that he's absolutely fine. I mean, all your family's absolutely fine. But they just seem to be having a big family party up there. So I don't know whether there's celebrations going on down here as well, because they seem to be having a rare old time up in the spirit world.
Well, they always had great parties and did the, you know, the cocktail parties and, you know, hors d'oeuvres, and they always hung around together.
Absolutely.
They were like best friends.
Fantastic people. But I know here I have a man. You're talking about Nevada. Nevada, do you have a partner in life just now, Virginia?
No, not just now.
No. Right, because I do feel, when you mentioned Nevada, I did feel a man linked to Nevada. So it depends whether you're looking for a partner or not. But I don't know how you feel about that. But I would say for some reason Nevada, although the Florida sunshine sounds beautiful to me.
Okay.
Do you have a dog in your life just now, honey?
I actually have two dogs, and one I just got December 1st. I adopted her, and I have two dogs in my family.
Absolutely, but they just want you to know they're aware of this dog that you've. And who's Janet? Janet calling forward for you as well.
Now I don't know a Janet in spirit. I know a Janet on the planet. I was just thinking about her yesterday. As a matter of fact, I haven't heard from her for a while.
Right, Janet on the planet. That's a good one, isn't it?
Planet Janet.
I didn't mean that one.
Well, let's hope she's still on the planet. I'm not sending her to the spirit world, but they certainly know what she's running around. But you have a dog in spirit as well who's very, very, very close with you. Okay.
Oh, Homer, yes.
Just tell me quickly your month and day of birth, and I'll see how you're fixed for moving.
1/10.
So what is that, 1st of October or the 10th of January?
No, the 10th of January.
The 10th of January. Right, straight away when I look at those numbers, I can tell you that you are a very independent lady. You'll absolutely do things on your own. Nobody can tell you what to do, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much me. It's Gary
Nash. That's you. That's you. And relationships with these numbers, relationships can be challenging for you unless you meet a partner who is equally as strong but yet has a caring side. Do you understand?
Oh, indeed I do.
Uh-huh. And you said you have a husband in spirit, don't you?
Yes.
But you said you had a husband in spirit.
Tommy.
Tommy, I do feel they are going to send you another man. Okay, so let me have a look at that. 1 and 1's 2 and 5, 7. So you're in a 7 year this year, which is very much looking inside yourself, asking what you really want and contemplating where you want to be in life. So what I would say is the move is likely to be next year, because next year you're coming into an 8 year from about the end of this year, October onwards, and that was a fantastic time for sorting out your finances, your homes, your material life. So think carefully what you want to do and where you want to be. You know, really consult your gut on this, your gut and your heart, most definitely. But I do feel there will be another partner for you. And I do feel Nevada. Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And it was delightful to speak with all of you. And thank you so much for your insight.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for doing all that you do for everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye, Virginia.
Bye-bye from me. From Tivanda. I have to let my voice, sound from time to time. Because we have two callers left, and I hope we can do them. We only got 10 minutes. So we've got
5 minutes to devote to each one.
The next one. All right.
Okay. The next one is on Click to Talk, and the name is Athena's Mind, I think it's called. Hello, you're on the air with Jane Dawson.
Hi, Jane.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Athena, and I'm calling
Athena, that's a beautiful name.
Oh, gorgeous. And I'm calling from Jordan. And I wanted to know, my father-in-law passed away a couple of weeks ago here, and he was the head of the tribe of the family. Of huge. So I'm wondering if he's there.
Hello? I see they didn't quite catch the end of your father-in-law's in spirit, honey.
Yeah, he passed away about a couple of weeks ago, and he was a pretty big guy here where I am.
Right.
Okay, and what is your question for Jane?
If he's around, if he has any messages for the family.
If he has any messages. Can you give me his first name, please, Athena?
Yeah, Abdul Carter.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Abdul Carter, and he was like 93 when he died.
A-B-D-E-L, Abdul.
Yeah.
Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter. Right, I'm just asking here to connect with Abdul, but as you say, he was 93, and what he's currently doing is reconnecting with everyone in the spirit side of life, because there are about 500 people that he wishes to say hello to and reconnect with up there. Does that make sense to you? Massive and masses of people. Is his wife in spirit, please?
Yeah, two of them.
Two wives, right, because I feel one would have been much, much younger when she passed.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Now,
this might be a strange question, but I'm seeing a lady in a sari, you know, the Indian dress. Would you understand where she comes in round about the family?
You know, I know it was a long time ago, and they all dress Arabic style, so I that makes sense. And I know she was young. And that was his true love.
Well, absolutely, she's coming forward. So can I just say to you, that's probably the first person he wanted to connect with. Now, he's not turning his back on the family down here. He's just settling. And he said he's making me aware he was very, very tired before he passed to the spirit world. Although I do see him, he must have been fairly mobile till quite late on in his life. Do you understand that, Athena?
Yes.
And he would have had all his marbles, as we say here, so he would have been buying on what was going on. And he's talking about his son, and he must have an elder son. Is he still living?
Yes. He has six sons living.
Well, he's talking about the eldest son, so he must want the eldest son to just sort out his affairs. Does that make sense to you? And he wants the eldest son to step up and fill the breach. But he's making me aware it's the second eldest son that is doing most of the work. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Just bear with me here. I have to tell you, are you married to one of the sons, Athena?
Yeah, I'm married to child number 10, Othman.
Right, okay. I do know that he has a very, very soft spot for one of the younger sons, and I just don't know which one it is because he's not telling me. But I know that the age range is really quite significant with his family. Really quite significant. His family goes from the age of 60 or so down to maybe 20s or 30s. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Absolutely. So he's having a rest from family matters. He's not turning his back on you. But he will be reconnecting when he's had a little bit of a rest. Now, does he have a large house which has to be disposed of?
He has a lot of land. It's this family war.
About the land.
Family. Right, okay. So is that what you were looking for, a bit of advice on?
If he walks, I just, you know, I wanted to say hi. I know that he just left and everybody misses him. And I know that, you know, I'm foreseeing in the future there's going to be problems. So if he has anything to say, that's wonderful. And if not, you know, I can call back in a couple months.
It's got 1 minute.
I've got 1 minute. Well, what he's saying just now is, I mean, I don't want to talk about love and anything. I don't think he's spoken a lot about love. But what he's wanting to do is wanting the family to sort it out amicably amongst themselves. He says he's in spirit now, and I know he's showing me this, and these earthly matters don't concern him, and really it's for you guys to work these things out harmoniously. He must have been a great man for promoting harmony amongst his family.
Yeah.
And I gave the previous lady the name William as well, but I feel William's floating around for you somewhere as well, so I've got to give you that name. So can you please take his love? I have to say his respect for you as well.
There you go.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Mathina.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, we can just barely get this one last caller. We've got about 3 minutes.
Yeah, finally she has been holding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless.
415 area code. Thank you for holding. 415, you're on the air with Jane Dawson. What's your name?
Thank
where are you calling?
Yes, my name is Sophia. I'm calling from San Francisco. And nice to hear you, Jane. And my question is, I'm in a two-year, and I just want to ask you what you see coming up for me this year, maybe changes, that you, if that's not too general of a question.
Okay. Hi, Sophie. It's lovely to talk with you.
Likewise.
Can you just tell, you say you're in a two-year, just give me your day and month of birth, please.
Yes, January 15th.
Uh-huh. 15th of January. Right. So, 1, 5, 6, 1, 7, 5, 12. You're actually in a 12-3 year. You're in a three-year, honey. 1, 5, 6, 7, and 5, 12. So that what I'm looking for here is potentially changes to relationship. Are you in a relationship currently?
There is someone in my life, and
yes, uh-huh.
Yeah,
like
but
he's
overseas right now.
He's overseas right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's most definitely fantastic potential in a relationship. Okay. So if you feel this is the one, then I would certainly go for it, okay? Because I do feel very much that you're going to become like a family unit is what I see here. So I feel that is the strongest thing with you. You spoke about a two, and that talks about relationships, and that talks about balance, and that talks about emotions. And so that's the two, and the one is connecting you with your emotions. And the three is the creativity, the harmony, the blend. So I do feel very, very encouraged here with this relationship. Do you have a prospective partner near you as well as abroad?
No. He and I have a lot of history together.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but no. I mean, I see, as he would say, oh, there's one of your admirers.
Absolutely.
I don't have anybody romantically linked to me.
Right.
Around
me. And there is someone interested in you around you very, very much. So what's your current partner's birthday then?
Got about 30 seconds.
Okay, where is he? What country?
What's his birthday, honey?
Oh, 12/19.
12/19, 2, 3, 4, 4 and 9, 13. Right, okay, well, he's an 18/9 year, so it could very well mean whatever he's doing abroad, it finishes and he comes back over to this country. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Absolutely. So I think that's fantastic. And he's coming to a 1 year next year, and that's new starts in his life. So I predict from January onwards that you could well be together and potentially living together.
The January of next year?
Yeah, onwards.
Okay.
So
okay.
I hope that's brought a smile to your face.
Yes,
Clear.
It did.
And I've got to say, he does really love you. I know someone in the spirit world is giving me this information from a mail. Okay. So
okay.
Keep going, honey. And thank you so much for waiting. And
thank you for calling and thank you for waiting, Sophia.
Thank you.
You can always access the archive, the recording of the show to, you know, to extrapolate the reading again.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's all we have
both.
Time
See
for.
See you, Sophia. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thank you, Giovanna.
Thank you,
dear.
Thank you,
God bless.
Thank you, everyone else. You've been wonderful. Enjoyed
thank
it
you,
so
thank
much.
Thank you, Giovanna. And tune in next week. Our guest will be Hi Mike now, and that should be interesting as well, tentatively speaking. Anyway, Jane, it's always a pleasure. Thank you again for being on with
thank
us.
You, thank you, honey. The pleasure's mine. See you soon.
Thank you, Jane.
Bye.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love you all.